right. We good? Okay. Well, it is Easter, and I'm sure all of us can feel that high holy vibration all around us rising up in us. There has been an elevated energy around this time and this season since prehistoric times when people celebrated the equinoxes and the solstices as sacred times. In fact, Easter began as a pagan festival. It was named after the goddess of spring, Ostara, or Istra. And it has been a celebration of spring and new life, long before the advent of Christianity. But even today, Easter is a celebration of spring and new life with all the colorful Easter eggs and the baby chicks and the lilies and the tulips that all represent the fertility of the female. And in Europe, in the European traditions, ancient and today, it is the bunny. And I know Reverend Kim will be happy to hear it. It is the bunny that is known as the Easter hare, that because of its amazing reproduction potential, wins the race every time as the number one symbol for new life and rebirth. And in the Neolithic times in Europe, hares were buried in ritual fashion alongside of humans. And archaeologists have interpreted this as a religious ritual with the hares representing rebirth after death. So, if you've been feeling extra fond of your chocolate Easter bunny this year, no worries. You have thousands of years of European tradition backing you up. And then there's Passover that just began last Friday, and it adds so much to the high holy energy and vibration at this time. And as most of us know, Passover is a major holiday, major Jewish holiday that celebrates the exodus of the Israelites from slavery in Europe. In Europe? Was it Europe? No, it's Egypt. But somewhere over there, they were enslaved and they got out of it. And that was thousands of years ago too. And, of course, in the Christian religion, Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Christ Jesus that occurred thousands of years ago. Now, as we said, last Sunday when we were focusing on Palm Sunday, that often when we observe the religious traditions that are not necessarily our own, that those observations can actually help us to take a deeper look at ourselves as a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe, and to become more aware of our inseparable oneness with each other and our oneness with life and our oneness with the one Creator that is far beyond any interpretation. So Easter, as a celebration of the resurrection of Christ, is powerful. And if we let it, it can take us far beyond an historical event. It can have a profound and lasting effect on our awareness of the Christ within us. In Science of Mind, we read, to think of Jesus as being different from others is to misunderstand his mission and purpose in life. He was the way, and he proved it. So how does the resurrection of Christ Jesus, how can it be the way or even a way for us to rise in our consciousness and feel that holy vibration of the Christ within us? Well, the story of the earth life of Jesus may have concluded with Easter. But when Jesus became the resurrected Christ, and before he ascended, walked the earth as the arisen Christ, he gave the gift of Christ on earth to every living being. From that moment on. And it is our gift today, on this Easter day, and every day. Now, often at this time of year, I like to mention the crucifix that is hung over every door. It's inside every room, in every room at Genesis Hospital. You walk in and there it is above the door, or Ascension Hospital as it's called now. But as many of us know, the hospital is a combination of St. Joseph's Catholic Hospital and Flint Osteopathic Hospital. And the crucifix comes from St. Joe's. And what always catches my attention, and I feel so happy when I see it, is the pewter image of Jesus and where it's positioned on the wooden cross. The hands don't appear to be nailed to the cross the way they do in most other crucifixes. In fact, they're above the crossbar on that cross, absolutely unattached to it. As if to say, nails? What nails? I'm not a man nailed to the cross. I am the resurrected Christ. In the way of transformation, we read that the nails represent that which would hold us stuck on this horizontal plane of the body and time, and nail our feet to the ground, to this world. The world seeks to nail us down by insisting that we think with it and react to it. Yet, like that of Jesus, the crown of our head is forever heavenward. And we are free to receive the love of God, no matter what might be going on in our life, by choosing only loving thoughts. And by looking gently, as Jesus did, upon everyone and every event, even the crucifixion, and seeing only perfect innocence. In a course of love, these words are attributed to Jesus. The nature of life changed with the resurrection. You who have come after me are not as I was, but as I am. I am the resurrection and the life. So are you. Which brings us to the title of today's talk, Rise Up in Me. Because all life is one life, we share one consciousness with a conscious universe, no matter what we choose to be conscious of within it. And we could say that the light of the resurrected Christ so brightened the path home to our Creator in consciousness that it permanently lit the way for all of us to more easily find our way to our true self. When we look within us for divine illumination, we can see that holy light, that holy path of light left by the resurrected Christ. Science of Mind tells us Jesus saw the road back to God, and he took it. He saw a clear distinction between the false and true, and offered all of us a final demonstration that it's impossible to kill the Son of God. When Jesus proved that death has no power over God's Son, through his resurrection, he proved it for all of us because we are all the sons and daughters of God. He confirmed that there's no separation between the human and the divine, even here on earth, even for us. We are as holy and free as we choose to be. We are able to rise as high as we choose to go. Through the same power of Christ in us, we are able to do the works that Jesus did. We read in the book of John, "Timeless truth, I tell you, whoever believes in me, those works which I have done, he will also do. And even greater than these things he will do, because I am going to my Father. And I am lighting the way for your resurrection and your transformation." In the way of transformation, we read that because Easter has been made to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, it has only served to turn our attention away from our own specialness, in the sense of our own uniqueness, the specialness of our existence and our reality, and placed our attention on the specialness and uniqueness of the existence of Jesus and his reality, as if the Christ is something merely historical, as if Jesus is the only special one in the eyes of God. A Course of Love tells us you must see the link between resurrection and the birth of the God-man on earth. Today, as we feel so much love and gratitude for Jesus and the life he lived on earth because he lived every word of his teachings, it's important for us to remind ourselves that though he showed the way, he was not taking the journey for us because he could not take it for us. We're told in the way of transformation that no one is going to save us. No one is going to rescue us. That it is between us individually and our God. It's a decision that we must make for ourselves, to be determined to choose only what is real, regardless of what our physical eyes may tell us or what others around us may believe. What makes it so difficult is that we have accepted into our mind that this world is real, more certain, more undeniable, and more essential than our divinity. And that it holds power to dictate to us whether we will feel joy or sadness, peace or disturbance, love or judgment. We can choose, if we want to take the message of the resurrection of Christ Jesus that occurred in time a long time ago and make it a symbol of our own life today, assimilate it into our life today. In the way of transformation, we read, you can choose to awaken from the uselessness of separation, the uselessness of victimhood, and the uselessness of weakness. And you can choose to accept the empowerment of becoming responsible for this dimension of creation. The empowerment of deciding to walk the earth as the arisen Christ. If we're willing to open our awareness to the high, holy energy on this Easter day, and let our divinity rise up in us, we will recognize that we have the power as well to celebrate and accept our resurrection as the living Christ. By seeing beyond the boundaries of death and loss and fear and hurt and anger and projection and all of the thoughts upon which projection rests. The way of transformation tells us, Easter is for you, not for me. Therefore, make no pilgrimage to me. Make a pilgrimage to the heart of yourself by looking upon all that you see this day and seeing its beauty and harmlessness. And by knowing that you are looking out through the eyes of the arisen Christ, you are that one who, with me, has overcome the world. As the powerful energy of our holy divine self rises up in us, we will rise in consciousness above a world of duality. We'll become aware of our oneness with each other, our oneness with all of life, and walk as the risen Christ, as a God-man on earth. Namaste. All right. Well, this is the time of our service when we get to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here on this Easter Sunday. We know that there are Sundays when everyone goes somewhere. Easter and Christmas are the biggies. So we're happy that you chose to spend part of your Easter with us. And we are so grateful that you are here in person to offer your loving light, your loving energy. And it just feels so good, and it fills this room with so much love. And we are grateful that you are where you are, joining us in this celebration of the truth of who we all are. And we're grateful for your financial support, for your gratitude offering here in the sanctuary, and for the gratitude you share with us in all the different ways that you do. And if you don't know how to support LEC financially, then there is no one who can tell us better than Jamie Phillips, our treasurer.
Thank you for that beautiful talk. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, here's my spiel week after week. If you would like to donate to Life Enrichment Center, you can do so on Facebook. Our Facebook address is facebook.com/Life Enrichment Center. You can go to our website, lecflint.com, and hit the donate button. You can donate via PayPal. Our email address is lec2512@gmail.com. And also you can send us an old-fashioned check. We love those. And you can send it to Life Enrichment Center, 2512 South Dye Road, Flint, Michigan, 48532. And I'd like to have our gratitude receiver come forward for people in the sanctuary.